The White House Report.
John Hudak, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, does not believe anything will happen when it comes to gun control. And even with the president's proclamations, as the NRA has its hands in the pockets of many Republicans on the Hill who make the decisions. John Hudak.
I honestly don't think there's going to be much of a fight around gun control. It's not simply that the president is out of step with the position of the NRA. He's out of step with most of the members of his party. And when you think about what that battle might look like if the president were to try to wage it, it would stop very quickly, whether it is a powerful committee chair like Bob Goodlatte, who might hold legislation up, whether it's the speaker, who is also beholden to the NRA, who might try to hold that legislation up, or whether it's just a revolt from the rank and file among the Republican Party who say, absolutely not, we will not support liberal reforms to gun laws.
So you really don't believe that the president's efforts will amount to much?
No, the president's efforts really won't amount to much. This is a fight that I don't know if any president could win, given the composition of Congress right now and the number of Republican members of Congress who have gladly taken thousands and thousands of dollars from the NRA in campaign donations, let alone the fact that this is one of the least talented legislative presidents in modern times. And so if it were even possible to be able to pressure Congress in ways to get this type of reform done, Donald Trump is not the president who has the capacity to do it.
But Hudak does acknowledge young people have swayed the mindset in Washington, particularly the president. But the question is, will they sway Republicans and the NRA? April Ryan, AURN News.